The internet has ushered in a new age of information access, but it also has become the conduit for billions of unsolicited commercial email messages sent daily. They're known as spam, with a small s, and are the web equivalent of junk mail. Laura Betterly is responsible for quite a few of them. She runs a direct marketing company from her home near Tampa Bay. With the single click of her mouse, Betterly sends messages to 500,000 email addresses at a time. A recent Wall Street Journal profile described her as the spam queen. Whether she deserves that royal title, Betterly says, depends on how you define spam.
You know, the proper definition of spam is unsolicited commercial email that someone doesn't want. And some people say the definition of spam is any commercial email. And I said, well, if that's the case, I guess you can call me the spam queen. And it's a really interesting thing being the face in front of all of this, because I am now considered the person responsible for every bad email that anyone has ever gotten.
So what's the difference between you and real spammers?
Well, here's the thing. What we do is permission-based marketing. So the guys that we actually email to, if we end up with a new list, we email them, we tell them that we have their name, and that if they don't want to get our mail, to please let us know. If you reply to the email, it'll go to somebody. If you unsubscribe, it's legitimate in that respect. And we also try to target our list in such a way that people will get things that they're interested in.
How easy is it for a person to unsubscribe? Walk us through it just briefly.
It's very simple. On the email, it'll say, if you do not want to receive further mailings, click here. And you put in your address, and you hit, you know, the button that says remove, and you're removed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple process.
Now, even given your message to people that they can unsubscribe, don't you think that most of your messages go to people who really don't want to get them?
Well, you know what? There's definitely a possibility. I can't communicate with millions of people directly, you know, on a one-to-one basis on that. I would sure hope that people who do not want to get it would unsubscribe, because it's just a waste of their time and mine. I'd rather promote to 3 million guys who read every one of my messages than 100 million where only a few of them do. Again, it's a point of enlightening the public on, hey, I mean, anyone who's legitimate does not want to send people who don't want to get the mail. It's a very interesting thing, though, because I get a lot of this mail. In fact, a lot of people have forwarded me all their unwanted mail. And out of all that stuff that came, there was one, I mean, and we're talking about thousands of messages, only one was one of mine.
Tell us a little bit more about your business. What kind of material do you send out? Who hires you to do it?
For the most part, we're dealing with other small businesses, entrepreneurs, who do not know if there's a market for their stuff. They have a great idea. They might have a small website. They don't know where to go from there. They have a small marketing budget, and they want to see if they've got something that they can really, really roll out.
Where do you get your email lists?
Many different sources. A lot of them have come from defunct, you know, .coms, who only had their only asset were their email lists. There are also a bunch of other legitimate online marketers who work with third-party lists that we sometimes will trade or buy or sell. And then when we get a new list, we'll go out and we'll send it out broadly, you know, with, hey, we've got your name, do you want to get our stuff? And we don't just start sending to them, we actually ask their permission.
Mm-hmm. What kind of business would you turn down? Give us some examples of things that you wouldn't send out.
I wouldn't send out anything for a drug company. I wouldn't send out anything...
A pharmaceutical company?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, like, herbal Viagra and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, you know what? I don't feel that a broad mailing is appropriate for anything that's sex-related or anything like that. And if you look at what people really, really get tweaked on are more so that kind of stuff and getting, you know, porn and all that kind of things in their in-baskets. And I'm a mom, so, you know, I wouldn't send out anything that I would deem inappropriate for my 10-year-old son to read.
What kind of money do you make?
Depends on the campaign, but I could say that we live comfortably. And it looks like we will be doing so for some time in the future now.
Sounds like you're doing very well.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal just published this big story on you. Has the publicity been positive or negative?
Way more positive than negative. Yeah, we've gotten also some threats, and we've had some groups blacklist us, not based on complaints, but based on press. And our lawyers are definitely on that. One of the things that the general public doesn't know that they probably should know is that if they complain to an agency like SpamCop, which is really not any governmental agency, they will lodge the complaint with your internet service provider, and you will also get a copy that there is a complaint. But they will not tell you who complained, so you can never take them off a list or face your accuser. And that is actually wrong.
Yeah, I understand that you had some computer trouble shortly after this article was published. Did hackers get into your network?
Nobody hacked in, but we did get a couple of mail bombs, which went ahead and overflowed our mailboxes.
Mail bombs.
Yeah, which is attaching just a bunch of junk, many gigabytes large, and just clogs up the in baskets. And I understand that there are people that are incredibly emotional over this issue. I have a hard time understanding it. I mean, I can get emotional over terrorism, teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, but in actual fact, we're just talking about an email here.
Do you have a spam filter on your computer?
I do, and I'm the only
reason... Isn't that a bit two-faced?
Well, you know what? The only reason why I even instituted the spam filter was because in the Wall Street Journal last week, my email address was posted, and it was the person who wrote the letter to the editor asked that everybody pass on their unsolicited email to me. So I have several hundred people passing on all their unsolicited email to me personally. Spam filters are wonderful. I work with a product called I Hate Spam, and in fact, I know the person who licenses is a very good friend of mine. And I, in fact, told him that if he wanted me to be his spokesperson, I'd be more than willing.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Ms. Betterly.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Laura Betterly sends out bulk emails from her home near Tampa Bay, Florida.